I'm out here at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in Sturgis, South Dakota. And Trace, I am going to let you, first of all, introduce yourself to us.
I'm Trace Arnold, the Rib Whisperer with the History Cross Country Cookout Tour.
Well, tell us a little bit about this tour, first of all, and then we'll get into this massive unit that you've got here that we're standing on.
Well, the History Cross Country Cookout Tour is 10,000 miles, 13 cities, and 90 days. And we are on stop number, 11, headed our way west. We've been all over the East Coast, headed to L.A., and we are the History Cross Country Cookout Tour with Nationwide Insurance, Soldier's Wish, and Tums on board for the ride.
Wonderful. Well, we are standing on a massive cooker here, is the best way I can describe it. But why don't you describe it for us? Tell us a little bit about this thing we've got on display here.
Well, it's the History Ultimate Smoker and Grill. It's 55 foot in length. It's got a smoker chamber that'll accommodate 2,000 pounds of brisket, pork, or chicken. We got a grill capacity here that's 4 feet across, 10 feet wide. It'll do 2,000 hot dogs, 500 hamburgers, or 216-ounce ribeyes at one time. There's also a big 13-foot wide by 7 feet tall LED TV on the top of it and a sound system.
Well, it's getting a lot of attention out here, and I think you're cooking up some samples for us, right?
Oh, yeah. I got a little bacon-wrapped corn with a honey chipotle sauce. We do a brisket pizza, ribs. But what we're doing out here today at Sturgis is we're giving away our History Hickory sausage, our jalapeno cheddar, and it's free to the people. So come on by and give us a try.
Well, I'm definitely going to do that before I leave here. Chalk, just a minute, since we're out here promoting ethanol as a fuel in these vehicles, tell us what fuels this thing to cook on.
That's what we're using. A little ethanol, we cook on it. No, I'm just kidding. It's all wood-fired or a little gas on the grill, but most of it's wood-fired.
Right. So on the gas side, are you using propane, I guess?
Yeah, propane.
All right. And, you know, how does that, so it just depends on what you're cooking as to what section of this you might fire up.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can, I use a mixture of woods. I like to use pecan and mesquite mixed together. And so I merge those for my briskets. And when I'm doing my ribs, I go all mesquite. And if I'm using charcoal or a hardwood for the grill.
Well, I might guess at it, but the Rib Whisperer, how did you get that name?
Well, you got to cook a pretty mean rib.
I've judged some at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa. Was a judge one year, and they said, be careful about how much you sample. You know, you got a lot of samples to go through. And I was still at the end, I thought, like, do we get any left over? Because I'm still hungry here, you know. So you've done this a long time.
Oh, yeah, about 25 years.
It's just they made a career out of it.
I have, yeah. It's kind of a sport to me. It's kind of like a lot of guys like to go hunting and fishing. I like to cook. So we're just having a real good time.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Trace, for talking with me here. I'm glad that Ann sent me the invite to come on over. We're here in Sturgis, South Dakota. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.